A big part of the Assembly's focus this year has been on pandemic response and discussion. Local elected officials passed health mandates, voted to spend coronavirus aid money, and took a good part of the summer in considering a controversial permanent change to the municipality's ordinance on responding to an emergency. One candidate, Dave Kensinger, praised Petersburg's response.
I know everybody in town feels that we're isolated. And we are, and we've been lucky. But I think on top of that luck, we've also had very good direction from the borough, the hospital, and the schools and how they're approaching the problem. And I assume they're gonna have to continue on going on the track they are and deal with the problems as they come. And hopefully, as an assembly member, I don't have to get in their hair and tell them how to do their jobs.
Kensinger likes the borough's CARES Act grant program for local businesses impacted by the pandemic, and he encourages residents to support local businesses through the winter. He'd also like to see child care assistance or utility assistance from the borough's remaining $300,000 in COVID aid money. He's co-owner of Chelan Produce and Garden Store and also vice chair of planning and zoning and the vice president of the Petersburg Chamber of Commerce. Kensinger thinks meetings by the Assembly can be in person in the future with accommodations for others who want to call in and aren't comfortable with attending in person. Another candidate is Assembly incumbent Jeff Mucci. He wanted to see more initiative from the borough manager at the start of the health emergency this year, but he praised the response of Incident Commander Carl Hagerman.
I spend a lot of time thinking, well, if Carl wasn't the incident commander, who would I be comfortable with as the incident commander in town? And I honestly can't think of too many other people that I would be. I mean, I've known Carl since I've moved here. We spent a lot of time on the basketball court, and I trust Carl. He's done a great job for the community. I think we've tried to sort stuff out. I mean, this pandemic is making elected officials think in ways that we've never had to think before, whether it's trying to sort out where we're going to come up with all the personal protective equipment, giving away big chunks of money to organizations that and businesses that have been hit by the pandemic.
Mucci highlighted the Assembly's decisions on funding a child care assistance through the end of the year and grants to local businesses. He wants to see the borough hold on to its remaining $300,000 in CARES Act money until later this year to see if there are additional needs. Mucci says he misses in-person meetings and wants the Assembly to address this topic at its next meeting. He's served on the Parks and Rec Board, City Council, and was mayor in the late 90s. He narrowly lost a race for borough mayor last year as well. He's retired from a career as a research diver with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. One candidate, Mark Martinson, does not trust these statistics and thinks the world, the United States, and Petersburg all panicked unnecessarily.
I think these numbers are totally messed up. We won't know that for another year, and people might kick back and go, what the heck were we thinking? This wasn't worth ruining an economy over. I mean, it's a perfect example of a person can be smart, but people are dumb, stupid animals.
Martinson does not want the local government to mandate any business closures or limit gatherings. He wants to see remaining CARES Act money paid to residents for child care, and he'd like to see in-person meetings reestablished as well. Martinson has commercial fished and worked in the family business for harbor and dock construction. He works with the Petersburg Indian Association on transportation projects. He was on the city council in the late 1990s and early 2000s and has run for assembly four times before this year. The borough government briefly had a face covering mandate in place early on in the pandemic. It also ordered residents to shelter in place and close non-essential businesses, but state mandates soon replaced some of those local orders and went much further to prohibit gatherings and force business closures. Another incumbent, Brandy Tinas, is finishing up her first term. She thinks the local government should respond to the pandemic, but only to a degree.
I think that that's part of us as being leaders, is that we have to respond, especially when we've been declared, or it's been declared on a state and national level. That being said, I don't think that we need to be taking measures such as closing businesses either. Taking precautionary measures, putting out information, all of that is something that us as the borough should do. But when it comes to, like I said, businesses and other things, I think that needs to be up to the people. and there needs to be some sort of responsibility for your own health.
Tinas wants to see additional CARES Act money go to help local residents with utility payments or a needs-based assistance program. She also agrees in-person meetings should resume with allowances for people who only want to call in. She grew up commercial fishing and now works as an electrician at OBI Seafoods. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.